Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 2nd. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, Foursquare splits into two separate apps and a new feature from Snapchat. But first, LinkedIn swung to a first quarter loss on higher expenses, but posted stronger than expected revenue and raised its top line guidance for the year. Revenue rose 46% as sales increased to job recruiters, and through premium subscriptions to individuals, its ad business was also up. Foursquare is splitting itself into two separate apps, one with the Foursquare name that it's aimed at discovering new venues, and one called Swarm. That carries on the company's original goal of checking into locations. The company says by separating the Foursquare app's core functions, people who just want to keep up with friends will be able to do it more quickly. Snapchat, the popular mobile messaging app that lets users send photos that disappear once they're received, is adding a new feature that lets people have real-time video or text conversations. As with Snapchat's other photo-sharing service, you can choose to have everything you said and shared online disappear. Twitter's Vine has revamped its website to make it easier to browse its trove of six-second video clips. One of the changes, there's a prominent search bar on the homepage now. As we continue, a look at the latest data on tablet shipments.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing. So I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
eBay has agreed to settle a Justice Department civil lawsuit alleging the company violated U.S. antitrust law by agreeing with Intuit to refrain from recruiting each other's employees. The agreement bars the internet retailer from maintaining or entering into new agreements with other companies to restrict the recruitment and hiring of employees. The Justice Department sued eBay in 2012, alleging its agreement with Intuit reduced competition between the tech firms for highly skilled workers. Is the tablet market seeing signs of an impending plateau? The Journal's Matthew Passy has the latest on data from IDC.
IDC says worldwide tablet shipments came in at 50.4 million in the first quarter, down almost 36% from the fourth quarter of 2013. Keep in mind that that was during the holiday shopping season. First quarter shipments, though, rose only about 4% from the same period a year ago. IDC says the slowdown likely signals more challenges for the tablet industry this year. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.
Commuting in and out of New York City can be a challenge, but it should be easier to ride the rails soon. The Metropolitan Transit Authority has approved a contract that will allow riders to use their mobile phones instead of having to buy paper tickets. London-based Mesabi is providing the technology for the Long Island Railroad and Metro North. You still have to buy a Metro card, though, to ride the subways. No word on the start date as of yet. And finally, all 34 cities targeted for the expansion of Google's fast fiber internet service met a deadline by responding to a long list of requirements from the company. But Google said there are loose ends to tie up. Fiber offers data transfer speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second, much faster than most existing internet services. Phoenix, San Jose, and San Antonio are among the cities. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.